Here's a thought I'll title, Thinking in Groups. Yesterday, in my Here's a Thought About Going Back, I inadvertently dropped a pretty big hint about thinking in groups. If you heard that comment, I wonder if you picked up on it. I was talking about photographing at Shiprock, New Mexico, and the Snowy Mountains in Wyoming. And I was wondering if I had enough images from either of these locations to actually do a project. Did you catch that? The project would be location-specific. It would be fairly simple, for example, to put together a seeing in sixes kind of project, or maybe even 10 or 12 images, of Shiprock, New Mexico. That is a location-based project. Or you could do the same thing in the Snowy Mountains, a location-based project. But the hint I dropped yesterday was, if I didn't have enough images from either of those locations to make a project based on the location, that perhaps I could combine them and create a project about big rocks that might include images from Shiprock, images from the Snowy Mountains, images from the Steens, images from other locations that I've photographed that share big rockness, can I invent that term, rather than sharing location. If we choose to work in projects, one of the tools we can use that helps a lot is the ability to think in terms of various groups. Now, the most common group, of course, as I just mentioned, are images from a given location. The next most common that I see are projects about a common subject. But that's not the only way to group images together. What about images that have a common mood? What about images that are held together as a group based on your memories? You can play this game with all kinds of combinations. How about all the images that you took on June 1st, regardless of the year? Now, that might not seem like anything important, unless June 1st is your birthday, for example, or your wedding anniversary. The trick in forming a group is to figure out a way that the images go together, not just to you in your thinking, but also the way the viewer is going to look at your project. And that's where a title or perhaps image captions or an introductory paragraph might help to clarify why you see this as a group that sticks together. The point is, they don't always have to be the obvious ones of held together by a location or held together as a group based on the subject matter. Developing the ability to think in groups and come up with various kinds of groups, that's the real core to creating personally expressive photography projects that are seen by viewers in the audience as a thing rather than as individual pictures. One final example. Years ago, I did a project called Whereabouts Unknown that was based on a Chinese poem that's one of my favorites. The poem goes like this. I asked the boy beneath the pines. He said, the master's gone herb gathering, somewhere on the mount, cloud hidden, whereabouts unknown. And I used that poem as the introductory text for a project of a half a dozen or a dozen images, all done up in the Fraser River Valley in Canada on a particularly misty, foggy, wintry day where the clouds were covering and revealing and covering and revealing the deep Fraser River Valley. That project is based on location combined with the Chinese poem. But as I was thinking about the cloud-shrouded Shiprock that I was photographing earlier this week, I was reminded of those Fraser River Valley images, and I was wondering if I could somehow combine those misty mountain peaks together into another project not based on that poem, but maybe based on something else. And of course, the question then is, do I have others in my Lightroom catalog that could be considered part of that group about the cloud hiding the mountain? There's something interesting in that. I don't know what it is yet. I'll have to work on that project, but that's the seed of a project that comes by trying to think in terms of groups. So looking back at your Lightroom catalog, can you put together collections that are not based on location, not based on subject, but based on some other response that you have that brings a disparate group of images together as a unified body of work.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.